Here on Daf Tes Amad Aleph, let us again start the Memre, the second line from the Amid. Va'omar Rav Yehuda Marav Talmud Chochem Tzor Sheyilmeid Gimel Dvorim. Talmud Chochem has to learn three things: Ksav, Shchita, Umila. Rav Hananya Bar Shlemya Mishmei Darav Omar Av kesher shel tfilin obiches chasanim v'tzitzes. V'yidoch, so pashtes, why did Rabbi Yehuda Marav not say these in yonim? Hani shricha, these other things that Rabbi Hananya mentioned are shriya. So let us see Rashi. Ksav lichtay, he should learn how to write. Sheyeda lachdim shmoi ilo yeshev bedin elaidis. Shchita la'amen yodi lekach afilu shaboki bil chesel. Some of the same thing is by Mila also. And Rabbi Shlomiya said, kesher shel tefillin yesh boi umnes she'osi kemoi eistalit she'enira bo shakai ashin chakuke bekimte hatfar kain shin. I saw in the Siches Chulin, Rashi calls the bias the tfar, and the shin is chokuk, with the kmotim, you're making the bias. Kain shin, ritzua ktana, kfulom, tluya bo kain yud, vakesher, osi kain dalet, so you have to know how to make the kesher, no, that's mashlim, the shem shakai. And the Gemara says, "Ani shrichin tefillin etzitzes v'biches chasanim mitzuyin todeh." These are daily shimushim that a person does. Uka akel bekiyim behem. And shrichin limut, you don't have to learn them specifically. Shema'af ma'yi aboki behem, by just witnessing it keseida, one learns. Rav Yehuda Marav said, so sheyilmoid, these things, they shalam in yodov, this you need limud. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rosh asks on Rashi, and we'll see that's what we're going to learn Taisvis, we're going to see that Taisvis had a complete different pshat in the Gemara. And let's just see the Rosh for 1 minute, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. The Rosh is Ois Yud Beis, Perek Rishon, it's on page 290. Ois Yud Beis. Omar Rav Yehuda Omarav, Talmud Chochem Tzor Sheyilmoid Shloisha Dvorim, Sav Shchita Umile, Abchananya bar Shlemya Mishmei de Rav Omar Av kesher shel tefillin Biches chasanim v'tzitzis. Beidoch, why did Rav Yehuda not mention this? Hani shchichi. Perish Rashi, shchichi shekol yoyim oysa oysan umenu'urav boki behem. V'loy nehire v'yoysa Shriach, Ksav, Ushchite. So the Rosh asks, if you're speaking about Shriach, when was the last time you make a Dalit? When's the last time you make a Dalit? I mean, every day you make a Dalit. When they make Tulum for Bar Mitzvah, you make a Dalit and finish. And every day you put in Tzitzis, I mean, And Birchas Chasanim, also, every month in Kedonishtik, you make a kert, shchita, you make every day. People have meat, to sign your name is also more shchiyach. So if you're speaking about something that is shchiyach, there's no necessity to learn it. It's more shchich. It's more shchich. You shecht more frequently than you make a dalit. So that's my other zman for emphasis. Rashi holds, but these things you have to learn how to do it. Papayel. I mean, some as I witnessing a shchita and a mila, you won't know how to do it. You have to learn la'amin yadav, and to see how someone writes, you won't be able, this needs a limud. Yeah, these you don't have to learn it. They're not complicated things to do, and you watch it to the shrich. That's what Rashi said to us. But the Rosh did not like this. The Yaisa shrich iksav shrita. The Rabbi, so let's just see in the Veinik, in the Bait of the Rosh, then we'll come to Taisus. The Rabbi Nutam Meforish, Shrihi, Kida Omar, Tfilin, Beiba, Chover, Mishkach Shrihi, Bein Tzorch Liyado. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Bob Metzia, a very interesting Gemara, the Gemara says if a person finds Tfilin, it's not necessary to return those Tfilin to the one who lost it. If he needs Tfilin himself, he can keep it for himself, and then you'll be shown how much this tefillin was worth. And when the Bailam comes, he'll give him money. He'll buy you another pair of tefillin. Tefillin bei balchovo mishkach shichi. Get a pair of tefillin. It's not a big deal. The bei balchovo, he was a sefer, a batemacher. He has thousands of pairs of tefillin. Some are mailers. So if I need a pair of tefillin now, I'll use this and I'll give him money and he'll buy it. He'll buy tefillin. So bekitza, and bei balchovo, all the tefillin and the tzorche tefillin was no problem to acquire. Bein tzorich liyado ki yimtza liknais tefillin. So Amir Dikazah, that when you buy tefillin, you don't have to go to Talmud Chochim to make the dalet on the Shel Rosh. Bein balchovi, that's it. He sells thousands of tefillin, so you have to go to Talmud Chochim, and bein balchovi, you get the whole set. You get the batim and the parshis, he makes the ritzuas. So Talmud Chacham doesn't have to learn this. So you can also go on a svarim store and get tzitzis. Maybe they put it in also for you. Some mele, there's no need for the Talmud Chacham. There are others who take care of this. V'sheyoidim birchas chasanim. And there's a lot of people who know Birchas Chasanim. You don't have to go, the Talmud Chochem does not have to, you don't need the Talmud Chochem for Birchas Chasanim. So I wanted to say a vote, could be it's called La'emes. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Kol Sheini Yedei Betiv Gitin the Kiddushin, Lehei Loi Eisik Imon. A person doesn't know good hilchis kitna kedushin leile eisikimo. Fine. So when you made the erisin, who was there by the erisin? You needed a talmud chacham. A person know tiv gitna kedushin, and fashteitzach. So he knew hilchis tiv gitna kedushin. He's the masada kedushin also. So the birchas erisin, there was no problem. So. He had to know this. This was a chelik of knowing Kilchus Kedushin. You make the bracha, what the bracha is that? This was no problem. 12 months later, you make the nisuin. Rendach Bisman Chazal. 12 months later, you make the nisuin. Look, you come over to the Talmud Chochem, you're not making the chuppah today, making sheva bracha today. Right? So zayin b'shateva mitzlachas. But he didn't come to the nisuin. He has to come to the nisuin, but he needed for by the nisuin. I like to mention Amoyredike Mate Moshe and a Marshag that's brought by Binyan Oilam, the Mate Moshe says, Oisik Betoire, Loyehei, Ela Mitzvah Gedoyla, Oisik Betoire, Potom in a Mitzvah Shef Shalas, Oismai Deacherim. The Erison, I have to do, the Talmud Chacham has to do, because, you need to evoke you betil Gitna Kedushin. He made the most Moyredike Medush Bichas Chasane. Bichas Nesanim is Bichas Nesuim. Bichas Nesuim, you need a Talmud Chochem. That's the, so Rashi says, the Rosh says, Vein Tzorch Liyadam, Ki Yim Tzor Liknois Tvillin, you'll buy Tvillin by Bar Bechovu, you don't have to come to me. With Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is in the next store, there's a Judaica store, you'll buy your Tzitzis, they put them in. Vishayoidim Bilchas, Tzitzis, what people know Birchas? You have to come to Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham doesn't come by the Nisuin. They bring down the Marshak. The Marshak says that I had a Rebbe. He said, I once had a Rebbe. I asked him if he can come to my chasna. So he asked if there'll be a minion without him. So Mamela, I said, yes. I said, no. So why do they have to come? The Mashagat brings this down. He only went to Chassidus. We need him for a minion. They need him for a minion. By us, we make it together, the Eiris and the Sun. So you have to be there for the Eiris. You have to be Masad the Kedushin. So he's there already. Abu Bizman Chazal. So the we're talking about this. Murdik Medui Zigma Bichas Chassanim. Lechere, why did you speak about Bichas Eiris and Bichas Eiris? It's a bigger bracha than Bichas Chassanim. So Yetzirot, the Mashakal Baruch Poyda. These are small brachas. This is a big book. The Birchas Eres and Vashteitzach, the Talmud Chochem is not, he's the Messiah, the Kedushin. Birchas Chassanim, so the Hanishchichet, there are people that will take care of it. I mean, well, so why does the Talmud Chochem have to know it? He doesn't come to the Chuppah, to the Sheva Boches. This is Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Now let us see Taisvis. Now we'll come back to Taisvis. Ve'idach hani shchicham, k'diyomar tefillin bei bar chavu mishkach shchicham. That is a fakerte. You need to make a dalad on the ritzuis, so you go to bar bei chavu. Mekan medagdik Rabbeinu Tam. So from our Gemara, the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in our Gemara that you don't have to go to Talmud Chacham, you go to bei bar chavu. Then tzorich liksha b'chol yom tefillin k'sheminichon, that you don't have to make a kesha every day. Because if you have to make a kesha every day, so every day you're going to go to Baal Bechavu, you hurry up, I have to make a minyan for Shachas, I don't know to make a dalad, if it has to be untied and tied every day, is a raya from our Gemara, the raya from our Gemara, that you make it once, and that the Baal Bechavu takes care, gives you the tefillin, with the kesha shall dalad. Sherabeinu Eliyo, ho yematzrich lekoishram. The Beinu Eliyo said, every day you have to make a kasha. Midekoma bakoy mitzrabe, tfilin me'emesai mevorach, and then when do you make the broche? Mishas hanoche bachas kshire. Okay, others say there's a kasha, she said, mishas kshire bachas hanoche. Aba al koponim, aba he learned shat, that you make the broche, mishas hanoche bachas kshire, too, you're going to, the kshir of the kesher, then you make the bracha, should be over, lasiyosa. So you, as al kaponim, you make the bracha, till you finish it, till you kosher it. So vice versa, you have to be kosher every day. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Eliyo. Rabbeinu Tam nire, Rabbeinu Tam held, what you do with this gemara, the kshira hainu hidik, kshira doesn't mean to make a knot. Kshira means you have to tighten the tefillin. That's the kshira of tefillin. So v'vroishoy, k'may shilya kshura boy. So what does kshura boy means? It's attached. K'may kshura boy kekele. The kshira mamish v'chi v'chol yoyim yeilach etzel b'archovu. If you have to make a kasha every day, the Gemara only said that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to know it because you go to Bei Barchovu. So every day you go to Bei Barchovu to make a dalit. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Bereish HaMoitzi Tfilin Mashme the Osa Liksha Kesha Shal Tfilin B'Shabbos B'Shim Dava Kesha Shal Kayom. The Kamrinin, it says like this. Yishonais, if a person found an old pair of tefillin, old pair of tefillin means that the ritzuis were made already and the kesher was made. Machnison zuk zuk. So you put on the, so you found the tefillin with bezoyin, so he puts on the tefillin and he brings it into the shtok. Chadoshes. But what if he found a new pair of tefillin? Loi. Then you can't bring it in. Umefarish pigmore, the chadoshes kori, she'enon mikushores. There's no kesher on it. So he can't wear it. The whole left is to wear it on Shabbos, but he can't wear it. He can't carry it. The one not to carry it. So memela, ve'im ha yaase likshir lahata b'chol yom like Taisvis. If we will say like the Rabbeinu Eliyo, if we'll say like the Rabbeinu Eliyo that every day you have to be kosher it, in kein lehave kesher shel kayoma. So why aren't you allowed to make it in Shabbos? You'll make the kesher, and the kesher shakyama, 7 days, or oilam. But for one day, you matter it right away, so that's not a kesher shakyama. So why can't you make chadoshes? Is a raya, not like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you make a kesher, and it's for once and for all. So Mela, these are the two rayas that the Rabbeinu Tam had connected the Rabbeinu Leo. I'd just like to mention two nekudas in Dagos Mordechai. Dagos Mordechai, that's after the Rif. Dagos Mordechai is Daf Yud, after the Rif. Yim the Mordechai is Daf Yud, Dagos Mordechai. So Dagos, it's on an Omed Aleph, Yud Omed Aleph. So Dagos Mordechai says two nekudas I'd like to mention. Oid matzosi agos mi meseches chulin, oid matzosi agois de shaychi la'el bepeik rishin, ve'idach haner shrichi, the Gemara said, haner shrichi, peirish, the Rav Yehuda, the loichoshev, hanoch, the Rav Chanine, Rav Yehuda, the nat cheshben, the Rav Chananye, Kesher Tvillin Utsitzis, Mishum Tain Tzrichin Limo. This is like Rashi's Pshat. Mishum Shem Mnurav Boki Behem, because you may... Mikan Echiyach Rabbeinu Eliyo Miparish. The Rabbeinu Eliyo learned like Rashi. The Kesher Shetvum Tzorch Lasaisem B'chol Yoyim B'shar Sheminichem. Okay, that's what you have to learn to make the keshes, every day you make the dalit. You have to make it every day. So this is, so he learned punfakel, the machlekes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam is totally in the machlekes, the Rabbeinu Leo. Fine. The Rabbeinu Leo learned like Rashi. But here he says, Teich Advorim, he says that, the Rabbeinu Tam is the kash, it says chadoshes, you're not allowed to bring in, because you're not allowed to make a keshes. According to the Rabbeinu Leo, it's not a kesher shel kayom. Zokte agos mortchai nireli. It's five lines from the bottom of this paragraph. Nireli the rais Rabbeinu Tam ein raya. The af al gav the lav kesheru. Even though it's not a kesher, it's also lahate. Also the koishrei b'shabes. The Rachmone Karye Kesher. If the Torah called it a Kesher, so that means our guidelines that we have near a Kesher Shel Kayoma, that's called a Kesher. And Meleches Kesher, that's because that's something that's Osi Liftoyach, Bechoyim isn't called a Kesher. But if the Torah called it a Kesher, Ukshartom, so the Torah called it a Kesher, so it says, so there's a Torah's Kesher. There's a Torah's Kesher, so it's also B'Shabbos. He brings a very, very, very beautiful dimyan. He brings the Gemara says in Sukkah that it doesn't have a shame oil, that you need an oil hanasa b'day odom to be called an oil. If it's not nasa b'day odom, it's nasa b'day shemaim, it's not called an oil. Like the Gemara, we learned that shvorim had a shame oil, they were chaitzitz b'fnei atume. So the Gemara says, oh, there is a posik, to say chicheni, so we see that the Torah called it a sichuch. So he says, you see, in shame oil, you need nasa b'day odom. But if the Torah called the shedra of a behema a sichuch, so that is a shame oil. The Torah gave it a shame oil. So Melis, he says, here the Torah, that means that when it comes to Uchri Shabbos, so if it's not shalkim, doesn't have a shame kesher. But if the Torah called the tefillah not kesher, says the Torah is kesher. So Mamel, that's why it's also B'Shabbos. This is Dagos Mordechai, and he seems to find for the Rabbeinu Leo. Zot the Gemara weiter, Ba'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu, Kol Tavach She'ene Yedei Yehulche Shchita Osa Lechel Mishchitos. Tavach who doesn't know Hulche Shchita, not even Mishchita, Ve'elo Hein Hulche Shchita, Shehiya Drosa, Chalode, Hagrome, Ve'ik. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Shia, Drosa, Chalode, Hagrome, Ve'ik. Beperik, Asheichet, Nam, Lekulo. Shehiye, Imsho, Kedei, Shchitas, Beheime. That means in the process of the Shchita, that is, Moilech, or maybe, if he stopped the process, Kedei, Shchitas, Beheime, this man, Shehiyah, as long as it takes the Shechta Behemah, So that is a Shia, and the Apostles, the Shrik. Shochat vehitis horoish bebasachas. What happens if he chopped off the head? That means Shrite, by Shrite you do not press down to sever the simonim. You cut it. It's meilech umeivi. What hadrosa means that you put pressure to bang it down. The pressure, not the meilech umeivi, severs the simonim. You sever it like you cut a cucumber. So that's called hadrosa. Shloi heilech uvehevi, hainu drosa. Shochat aveshet uposak hagargeres arei iko. Now, well, before we'll see Taisvis, a poshet pshat in Rashi is as follows. The behemah has two simonim. The veshet is the food pipe that the food goes down. This is a muscular type of a tube. And the gageres is I think the Siches Chuno says, you don't know what the gageres is, you should feel underneath the Adam's apple, you'll feel the gageres. That's where there's cartilage there, and there's tabois there, and that's the behemoth breathes through the trachea. That's where the behemoth breathes through. I can't remember the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that way because the veshet, the food opens it up when the food goes down, so it stretches. It's a muscular type of a tube, so that's the veshet. The air will not open it up, so it has to be, the air has to have a mukke in pasua. Now, so the air goes down the kone. Fine. That's the gargeres, that's the kone. Now, the gargeres is attached to the lechi atachten. I mean, that's what it's attached to, and so Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi. He pulled out the gargeres. He pulled it out b'mokim chiburay. You have the mokim with it's attached to the lechi atachtein, and he pulled it out from that mokim. It is kedai to look in the siches chulin and the zayin and the afches. In Kufchav Dalet, in Kufchav Hei, to see the pictures how the Konen Veshet are Mechuba to the Lechi Atachten. And Poshet, Taisvis understood Pshat in this Rashi, and that's what Taisvis has problems with this, that Iko, the means, Shochat HaVeshet, Ishechted the Veshet, Uposak HaGargeres. And he was paisik the gargeres mi moka im chiburoi. That's what Rashi means. Arei iko. So that's iko. So there's one of the simonim who was iko. One he shechted, one he was iko. Oishe hechlid es asakin, or hechlid es asakin. Hechlid es asakin means that normally when you shecht from, let's say, the behemoth, is lying upside down, the neck is exposed, so you take the sakin, and the sakin starts cutting, milamayla lamata, and you cut the simonim. A case of chalute is, you stuck the knife into the neck of the behemoth from the back, and you went down to cut the sign, you went down to cut, went up, I mean, you went up, the sign is, you went up now to cut it, but it wasn't from the sakin is tumbling in the behemoth. You stuck it in the behemoth, then you started going up. If the sakin is tumbling in the behemoth, so that's a psul. That's called chalude. You, bashas the shliti, you have to see how the sakin is shechting. Not you stuck it into the behemoth and you're shechting when it is covered. So that is called chalude. So, yeah, I have a, I, shehechle des asaken, have a chalode. Kechuda zu hatchuva bechurin, just like the chuda is stuck into holes and you don't see it, it's not exposed. So the same thing, you stuck the sakin in the behem and you made the maisa shchita, b'shasa was tumun in the behem. Hasheichet mitoich atabas, havi hagrome. The person was sheichet mitoich atabas, havi hagrome. Now, there's a mokim hashchita, and there's areas where one can shecht, and we're talking about towards the top of the gargeres. If one shechted on an angle and then went out of, he started shechting in the tabas, the last tabas that he could shecht from, and it went out, it went on the slant, and it went out of the mokim shchita. And now the Mokim Shchita, so that's called Hagromen. So let us see further. Beloshin Hagromen, Shemachia Yodai, he was Machia his Yad, he was Mata his Yad. Lotzeis Kut Mimokim Hakosho Shchita, Mimokim Hakosho Shchita, it went out of the Mokim Hakosho Shchita, it's also you give what you had to be machia. If you want to know the in Kuf Mem Dalet, there are pictures one could figure out agrome, how if he went from the tabas hagdoyle into the shipua koiva, so that is called agrome. So. Could be at the bottom, also be the same thing, could be. It's a schutz from the Mokim Shchita. So Bekitzer, this is a memre of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but the Tabach has to know, Hilche Shchita, and he says, Shiye, Drosa, Chaloda, Agrome, Veikro. Fregte Gemore, what is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel telling us? Maika Mashmalon, Kulo Taninu, like, these are all Mishnayos that this is a paslus and shchita. What does Rashi say? Kulu tnan b'masnisim peikah sheicha shebeim ha misnabelas pem v'kivin shein boki ben pshita da osa lechel v'chishmul dam aroyu masnisim osa lashminen shekvar ha mishnu shniya meimedes. That means, v'shteitzach, you need these conditions when you make shchita. And Vashteitzach, if he doesn't know it, so he won't make a proper shchita. So the Gemara says, no, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu is as follows. On tzichah sheshachat tzunayin the base v'gimel pomim. We shechted two or three times. We watched him, we observed him. Give baldik. He made a beautiful ma'aseh shchita. V'shachat shaper. He doesn't know what chesha, but he shechts gevaldik. Ma'a de taime mide'idach shachat shaper hainami shachat shaper. So the third one, I wasn't here, but I'll tell him becheskosoi. Kamash melon, kivin de loy goma. So the first two times he did good, but he won't know. Zimnin de shoy vidoris vloyot. If he doesn't know the aloches, so he'll do it differently, and he won't realize that now there's a problem. So memela, so that's why you're not allowed to eat from the shchita. Vloyota, enide shahos alasis kein umachil alolo. Let us see Taisvis. Kulo Taninu. Perish Bekuntres Iko Dusnan. Shochat es a Veshit. Uposak es a Galgeres. When he shechted the Veshit, he pulled out the Galgeres. It's amazing that Iko, that's he had to shecht the Galgeres. That pulled out the Galgeres. Veteime de Einze Shaykh Lehilchis Shchite. But Tosis apps a very alumdish shaila. Kol tabor she'ena yedeya hilchis shchita. He doesn't know how to shech. This tabor didn't shech. He pulled out the gageres. That's not called he doesn't know how to shech. But teime, the ein ze shaych le hilchis shchita. The ze posel mibnei shaloi shochta. He didn't shech it. Napshat is, hilchis shchita means that, he shechted, but he didn't shecht properly. All the other cases, he made shehiyah, he made rosh, he shechted, he had a sakin, and he cut the samad. but he didn't cut them properly. That's because he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. But this person, he didn't shech. He pulled out the galgeres. He didn't shech. That's not called the shechted. He shechted one thing, but that's not called the shechted. That's Tosfos Kashi. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos says, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. The Ayri, Sheshochat Besakin Pagumba, Yeshechted Besakin Pagumba I Bemagel, a Magel also has Pgimis, V'zeh Nikra Posakes Agargeres, Upsula Ave, Mishum Dein Shoichtin Elochainkin, Kedisnan, Bepirkin, Chutzman, Amagel, Bahamegira. Now, in order to understand Tosfos Teretz, we have to look into the Siches Chulin, Bab Zayin. So let us again see the Loshna of Tosfos. We are Shloima, the Irish, Shochet, Besakim, Peguma, Bemagel, Zanikra, וזה נקרא פוסק אס הגרגרס, בשולה הווה, משום דאין שייכתן, because a magel or a sakim gumma does not shech, doesn't cut it properly, אלא חיין כן, it chokes, it's on the pool, כדי סנם בפירקן, חוץ מן המגל ומגיר. So ממילא, if he doesn't know הלכה שחיתה, so ממילא, so he'll make an equal through a sakim pogum. Fine. So Tosfos, that's how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi, And the Sichas Chulin and Bab Zayin and Hagot 10 Aleph says, "Shem Ikra Yisachal Alakonem Yalaveshet Aveshet Rach V'Chikot Poga by Pkima Chaynkei Bimkaymei." Doesn't tear it out. Avolakonem Koshe V'Chipoga by Pkima Oikrei Bimkaymei. It's Oikrei from the Chibah to the Lechi Atachton. And because he didn't know Ulcha Shechita, he used such a sakin that makes it that Oikrei. That's Eiker, the Gageres Mimkoyme. Fine. So Rashi, we know Pshat. Uba Lochis Gedoilis Perish Eiker, Sheneka Hasimin Venishat Chutz Mimkoyme. The Lochis there says a different Pshat. Say, the Kone, let's say, was Neka Mimkoyme. That means the Kone is attached to the Lechi Atachton. It was separated, right? It's not connected. And now, he went and he shechted this lechi, this kone, that's not connected. So he shechted, he made a good meiser shechita on a kone that's not mechuber anymore to the lechi atachted. That's pshat and ikur. So one second, we'll see Nishmat. Yeah. Baloch is Gedoyle Spirish, Iko Shenekar HaSimin, V'Nishmat Chutz Min Koyim. And it went out of the Mokim, it's not there, and he shechted that. V'Teime, the Ma Inyin Zeh Lehul Cheshchitas, again, Tosfos has, V'Haloy Lehi Osa Klum. He didn't do anything, Elo Shasimin Nishchat Me'Elo. So if you learn Stamazai Nishmat Mimkoyim, he didn't do anything, he came to a behemoth, that this behemoth already, the kon is not mechuber anymore. So it's apostle, so what is it? It's not apostle shechita, the simen is no good. So memele, but what did he do? Bain zele hilche shechita, volei loy ose klum, ele sha simen nishmat meilov, he came to a behemoth that the simen is not mimkoyim. Vafilu shachtei besakin. No, he doesn't know hilchos shechita. He saw this kone that's not attached. He learned to shecht the kone. So he went and shechted the kone. But if he doesn't know hilchos shechita, then you can't shecht a kone that's detached. Vafilu shachtei besakin. So that means So he shechted it shaloi bim koimoi. That means he gives her a picture in the Sichas Chulin that if the knife detached it, Rafilu shechtei besakin and the knife detached it, teipik lei mitam adrom, so he shechted shaloi bim koimoi. V'yesh loima. So Taisa says, the Eirik shenishmat hasimen. Speaking like this, the simen was nishmat, v'acha kach shechtei. And later he shechted it. He shechted, pshat is, he shechted, I mean, Taisa understood like this, if it was nishmat mikoymeis, what is there for the shechet? If by making the shechita chutzlim koymei, he detached it from the lechi, he made the shechita chutzlim, so that's the psul of agrama, he shouldn't shecht bim koymei. V'yesh loyma, so that's why it's viskash. We're saying the Eirik shen nishmat ha-simen. The simen was nishmat from before. Acha kach shochtai. And he shechted a detached simen. That's called Ika. He forget. So the problem is, he did not know that you can't shecht a detached simen. You can only shecht a simen that's mechubel to the lechi. But detached. In fact, others say, we'll see soon, that the self milch is shchita. Because if the kone is firm, it's attached, so then the shchita is good. But if you have a wobbly kone, it's detached, so it's a psul on the shchita. It's not a proper shchita. Fine. So, it's, v'yesh loim et da'ayrik shenishmat asimin. Bacha kach shochta. Fine. Now we have to understand, so the Gemara says, The Kulu Tanina. So what was the Kulu Tanina? We learned Iker also. So Rashi said that the case of Iker is, where do we learn about the din of Iker? Posak HaGageres. That means he, Posak HaGageres, through the since he used the Sakim Pogim, he was Posak HaGageres. That's the Mishnah. The Bahag learns Pshat that the case of Iker means that there was a detached Gageres, a detached Kone, and he shechted it. Fine. We'll come back again to the Bahag soon. But Al-Koponim, where's the Mishnah that talks about it? Where's there a Mishnah that speaks about that a person shechted a detached Gageres? Where is such a Mishnah? The Gemara says, Shmuel, you tell all these things, these are Mishnayos. So Bishloim, according to Rashi, that's the Mishnah. The Shochat Aveshet Uposak HaGelgeret. It's speaking about a Sakin Pogim, and he shechted the Veshet, and then, since it was Pogim, so the Gelgeret got caught in the Pogam, and going further, it was Posak HaGelgeret. So that's Iker. But he made the Iker through Shchit, and not knowing you can't use a sakin pog. But according to the Bahag, it can mean something else. It was neka from before, and he shechted it. And that's not a good shechita. Fine. But where's the Mishnah? You have to have a Mishnah that says, that's not the Moses Taninu. We learned about this. Where's the Mishnah? Zot Taisvis. So Taisvis says, V'yeshloima, and the Kulo Taninu de Koma, Aina medesnan perikisi adam, hanoicher vahama aker potter melechasis. Hanoicher means that a person shechted the simonim going down vertically from, they didn't go horizontally, he went vertically. That is hanoicher. Hamaaker means, the Bahag learned, hamaaker means that he made a maise shchite And a kona akura. Hamaaker, that means, that's in the Mishnah. That the kona was akur, and he shechted that. That's possible. Potom ilachasis is not called a maise shchita, it's a mitzvah of kisi adam. V'im taima, shchita, if it was neka, if the kona was neka, shchita dloi mahani be shchita shikva nitra, as soon as the kone got detached from the lechi, so it's treifa. She told me, not a good shchita, it's treifa. V'yesh loimer ledivrei halachis gdeilis lapreife. It's not reife. I'm sorry, it's not reife. Ela shekein halacha lemoshe misinai ben shchite moyeles besimin shamut anishmat chutz lemokim chibur. Okay? Bein beveshit, bein bekot. Fine. So that's halacha. It's not reife. It's going to live. The Bahak says it's going to live. It's going to live. Finished. No problem. So memele, so, but what's the psu? It's halacha lemoshe misinai that you have to shech a veshit or a kone that is rigid, that will not, when you start shechting it, it won't go wobbly. But if it's detached, mimokim chiburoi, so memele it's not rigid, so it's a psul in the shchita, to shech a wobbly simon that's supposed to, and this halacha lemoshe misinai. Fine. And then he says, Nachman, v'afilu oif shech sheiroi b'simen echot, an oif, you don't have to shech both simonim, amoyer de kechidish, im nishmat ha'echot, en shchita me'elos p'sheni. Another halacha, that if one of the simonim was nishmat, and you shech with the other simon, it's also psul. B'shah shchita, both simonim have to be mechuba, if it's not mechuba, it's a psul in the shchita. So it's a psul in shchita take. Either you can shech a kone shenishmat, or if you have a kone shenishmat, a fill of the shchita on the basis is also no good. Vim toima, v'lo me'ene moine, posak ha-gargeres, besakim p'gume, k'moy shemoine le'pele shakot. It's fine. So the Bahag tells us there's such a psul. There's a psul of the shech a simin that was nishmat, a simin that was neka, or if this is a simin that's neka, it's a psul of shchita. But why doesn't it say this halacha that if he's shechted with a sakin pogum? So that's also good because he's oiker the simin. V'shloim d'osam ein kan shchita she'enei ella chaynik. That's not called, he's making gemeishe shchit in ganzen. That's why here it doesn't say. But in fact, l'peirish ha-kuntres niche she'ene meine shmute, aloches g'doyle stave treife she'shochte. Rashi old b'chlau, but the shmute is, it doesn't mention it here because it's a treife. Ein tzach laskira. Miu lehava hashte oko l'peirish aloches g'doyle me'ein shah haloch shchite shehein beguf ha-shchite v'oker einei beguf ha-shchite al shesheichet simin sheneka. So v'ker Taisvus before, Stamos he was screaming on the Bahag, the Taisvus says it was neka, what is after the shchite? Now we've emphasized, he shechted the simin ha-neka, but it's not similar to all the others. All the others were that the Meisr Shchita is not a proper Meisr Shchita. Here the problem is because the Simen was Nekas. It's not in the Meisr Shchita. It's because there's a problem in the Simen. V'gam k'tzas kosher loshen noiche u'ma'aker. That means, l'chayr the loshen u'ma'aker means he makes the Iker. According to the Bahag, he shechted on the simen akul. Mash mishen el ma'aker a simen, benoise shchit acheres, rak she misose beike, kamoi benechire. Hanoicha means he shechted it, he cut it vertically, and ma'aker means he tore out the simonim, that's how it died. Vein they came, according to the Bahag, she bekachle yemeis, mashim lekamon, Mashakoshim Kamala Pesha Kundras and Bekal Tavis, Yashwah is those Afarish, Kalechot, Bim Kaimai, the Ezra, Hashem Yisbah. Fine. So we'll wait for that. Zukta Gemara Vaita, Vama Avyuda Mishmul, Atabach Tor Sheyivdaik, Besimonim, Laache Shchita. Now the Sichas Chulin has here a beautiful picture and the Aftes that explains what the Bedika of the Simonim are. So let's forget. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Hadabach Tzarchiv Dek Simonim La'acha Shchit. You have to be Baidik the Simonim La'acha Shchit. After Yishach to see if Roy was cut. Amar Rav Yosef Af Anan Nami Tanina. I've arrived from a Mishnah to this that you have to be check the Simonim. Rav Shimon Omer Im Shor Kedei Biko. Rav Shimon says the Shir Shehiye by Shchita is that he's shechting, and he was shoye. How much you have to be shoye? Kidei biko, the time that it takes to be mevaka. If he was shoye that long, so it's a possible shchit. But why is this such a concept of biko? What biko are we talking about? My love, kidei biko simonim. Not talking about biko chaylam over. We're talking about the biko of the simonim. I mean, we're talking about something that's a shachet. With Shchita, my love, they bikur simonim. So by stois, there's such a concept of bikur simonim. Amalei Abaye, loy. Chocham Rabbi Yochanan, can they bikur chocham? That means that Yashaychet has to show a chocham the sakin after the Shchita to check the sakin. So it takes time for the chocham to check the sakin. So that time it takes to check the sakin. So memele, In Cain, a Sata, the Vorecha, the Shurim, that's a modern Shia. That you tell me a Shia, the matters how close the Chochem is to the Sheikhet. For the time it will take for the Chochem to be Bevaker, to be Baidik the Sakin, what matters the distance of where the Chochem is standing Bishah Shrita. Elo Kedei Bikor Tabach Chochem. We're talking about if the Tabach alone is a Chochem. So he is the one that's Baidik the Sakim. So Memele, so after the Shchita, how long will it take to be Baidik the Sakim after the Shchita? That is the Shir Shehiyah. So Bal Kaponim, so from the Mishnah, it's not Muchach that you have to be Baidik the Simonim. So that's why we have this memory of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zot Rashi, Lav kedei biker v'hu shiur shehiya. Lav kedei biker simonim. Alma yesh bem teres biker. There's such a concept of biker simonim. Simon says, no, kedei biker chochem. Liv dei kasakim. Shatabat tzorich laharis asakim lachochem. Lachacham ha'ir. Bivnei kvoid ha'chochem. Kinmin lakamon. Avagav shatabat boki bilchus bedike. So you have to show it to Chochem, so the time will take for the Chochem to be Baidik the Sakin. In Kain Atat Vechel Shirim, Pomim Shachochem Rochig Mea Tabach, Pomim Shukorev, Tabach Chochem, Shashoyche Talmud Chochem, Vein Mufla Be'ir Mimenu, Kloimel, Leitole Yashir, so in other words, Ol Bishi is Dike Sakin Lechudei, that means the Shoyche to with the Talmud Chochem, how long it'll take to be Baidik the Sakin, that's the Shir Shir. Now let us just see, Taisus kedei biker tabach chochem, va'af al pi sheyesh sakin gdoilo sakin ktana, we're speaking about seconds, I mean, the shir shir. So, mashayrin lecho beime besakin sheyesh bo kemo leitzavo, b'chutz leitzavo kemo leitzavo, that was the normal sakin, and the time it will take to be baidik this sakin, that is the shir shir by shritu.